Okay, let's talk about using your ES, your energy signature, on a regular basis because we've done certain exercises. And what I hopefully don't do this, okay? Don't put this course back on the shelf and go, yeah, I took that course years ago and I don't remember quite what we did. I hope that what you do in this course will be useful to you on a daily basis. And how will this be? Well, I encourage you to update each of your business hat manuals with something about your energy signature. George, what's a hat manual? Okay. All right. Those of you who haven't worked with me for a long time haven't heard this term before. A hat manual is a manual or a checklist of procedures or just a list of reminders. It could be a bullet point on a post-it note. So the format doesn't matter, but a hat manual doesn't, not literally a manual, but it could be a little post-it note with the three reminders. It's a reminder document for whatever hat you're wearing in your business at the moment. Oh, right now I'm going to write a blog post. I'm wearing the blog post, a blog writer hat. Do I have a checklist of reminders for what do I do when I write a blog post? Many of us don't. And that's a problem because we have to keep reinventing the wheel. I have hat manuals for everything I do in my business. I try not to remember anything in my head. The brain, the spirit is best used for relating, improvisation, play, pattern recognition. It's terrible for trying to remember. What do I do when I write a blog post? Oh, what do I do when I prepare for a client meeting? What do I do when I'm planning my month? These should all be written down as hat manuals. That's I have. If you're really intrigued by this concept, you might enjoy my Joyful Productivity course, which has an entire module about hat manuals and people sharing them and my format for doing them. Doesn't matter, but you now know it's simply a document, whether it's a post-it note or a Google Doc or a spreadsheet of reminder. Anyway, so for your hat manuals, for your hat manual on writing a blog post, for your hat manual on making a video, for your hat manual on preparing for a client meeting, for a hat manual on planning your month or your week, or your hat manual on bookkeeping, I mean, on whatever. All your business activities, if you have a workflow document or procedures, document of procedures or whatever, reminders for yourself, now infuse your energy signature in there. With certain activities, it's easier. Okay, before I make my video, I'm going to do my energy signature sequence so that I can be embodied in that ideal state so that my video energy comes through very, very clearly. Okay, that's obvious. Less obvious is when I do my monthly bookkeeping and figure out how to categorize my PayPal transactions, how can your energy signature be in that? How couldn't it be? You are always practicing some energy. If you're doing bookkeeping and you hate doing it, then you're practicing the opposite of your energy signature, being like, oh, I hate this. Oh my God, this thing's so annoying. Oh, why are you practicing that? You are practicing it. You just weren't aware of it, right? So even with your bookkeeping hat manual, you can infuse your energy signature in there to say, how can I do it from my ideal energy? If I can't outsource this, if I can't automate it, well, I have to appreciate it then. I cannot eliminate this task. I cannot automate this task. I cannot outsource the task. Then what's left for you is to amplify your energy signature in that task. So this is the reminder for you to go ahead, open up your hat manuals, add something about your energy signature in those so that you can might as well work as joyfully, productively as you can. I hope this helps. And one more reminder, you might want to put on your to-do list or your calendar a yearly reminder to return to this course. You get lifetime access to this course. No, never go away on your when you log into my course platform, they'll always be there. So maybe bookmark this course wherever you get this course, bookmark it, put it in your to-do list reminder. Hey, revisit some exercises in the energy signature course because your energy signature is going to keep evolving. Allow it to evolve, allow it to deepen, allow it to broaden. You'll have better understanding of it over the years. And I would so love to see how it does evolve over the years as you keep coming back to some of these exercises that made an impact on you and do it again and add a comment again. Yeah. And you may even want to reach out again to somebody you interacted with in this course, reply to their comment, mention their name. How is it going with this? Yeah. So enjoy, and I look forward to seeing these concepts and exercises make a real positive difference for you over the years.